KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a partly to mostly cloudy sky. It's 46 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. A wind advisory will be in effect from 10 a.m. today until 7 p.m. for the far west and southwest counties, including Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page, where winds will gust out of the northwest at 25 to 40 miles per hour, up to 50 possible later this afternoon. A wind advisory will be in effect from 1 p.m. today until 7 p.m. for Sac, Calhoun, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, and Cass counties. In the listening area, the wind speeds up to 45 miles per hour possible. In the news, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a Villisca man early Sunday morning on an assault charge. 33-year-old Kyle Wayne Johnston of Villisca was taken into custody at around 2:44 a.m. in the 100 block of North 2nd Avenue in Villisca. Johnston was charged with domestic abuse assault and aggravated misdemeanor. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. A traffic stop in Montgomery County late Saturday morning resulted in the arrest of a woman from Adams County. The sheriff's office reports 39-year-old Jill Christine Curran of Corning was arrested for driving while license revoked, possession of drug paraphernalia, and having expired license plates. Curran was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Clarinda police reported Saturday morning at around 1:40 a.m. to 11th and Chestnut Streets in Clarinda to investigate a reported stabbing incident. An investigation revealed that 49-year-old white male had been stabbed multiple times. None of the stab wounds appear to be life-threatening. The victim was listed in stable condition. The victim, whose name was not released, was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by private vehicle. Police Chief Keith Brothers said an investigation into the incident is continuing. Brothers advised that this is an isolated incident and there is no danger to the public. A 22-year-old Kansas man has pleaded not guilty to vehicular homicide charges for the crash deaths of four Iowa residents in western Nebraska. Jesus Cisneros Hernandez of Liberal, Kansas, entered the pleas on Friday in Keith County, Nebraska District Court. Cisneros Hernandez is charged with four counts of motor vehicle homicide, reckless driving, and driving left of the center of the road. Prosecutors say he hit two motorcycles carrying two people each on July the 1st near Ogallala, Nebraska. Authorities said 54-year-old Sheila Matheny and 61-year-old James Matheny from Bedford were on one motorcycle. The other riders were 58-year-old Michael Weiss and 59-year-old Geraldine Weiss, who lived in Council Bluffs. Cisneros Hernandez's next court appearance is scheduled for December the 8th. Authorities have recovered the body of a man believed to have drowned at a Sioux City marina. Police say the man had been acting bizarre at the marina early Sunday morning, but officers sent there couldn't find him at the time. At around 10 a.m., a person working on a boat heard a splash and soon found the man in the marina's Missouri River water. The person tried unsuccessfully to help the man, who slipped beneath the surface. A dive team member eventually found the body. Police say the body was that of 34-year-old Alan Clay, who lived in Sioux City. Elsewhere in state news this morning, a man whose pickup truck was stopped mostly on the right front-hand lane of southbound Interstate 35 was struck and killed by a semi early Sunday morning. The Iowa State Patrol's 90-year-old Bernard Wayne Zielinski of Carlisle was standing outside of his 2015 Dodge truck at around 4:20 a.m. near the 13-mile marker in Decatur County when he was struck by a southbound 2015 Peterbilt semi driven by 53-year-old Richard Eugene Brooks of Albert Lea, Minnesota. Patrol says Brooks swerved to miss Zielinski and his pickup, but ended up sideswiping the pickup. The semi went out of control after the collision and flipped into the median where it landed on the driver's side. Brooks was not injured in the crash. The accident remains under investigation. Authorities say a man was flown to a hospital after a train struck his car in eastern Iowa. That crash occurred around 1 p.m. Sunday in West Liberty. Police say the sedan came to rest about two blocks away from where it was hit. The driver was alone in his vehicle. He was taken to an Iowa City hospital. No name has been released. West Liberty Police Chief Kerry Kinmuth says the flashing red crossing lights were operating when the crash occurred. Authorities have identified some of the victims of the weekend crash in Des Moines that killed two people and left two others injured. Des Moines Register reports police have released the identities of the two drivers involved in Saturday's crash in southwest Des Moines. The crash happened when 22-year-old Ryan Wrench's pickup entered oncoming traffic in an attempt to pass another vehicle. Wrench's pickup struck an oncoming white Honda SUV driven by 56-year-old Catherine Kinley of Des Moines. Kinley and a 13-year-old boy in her SUV died in the car at the scene. A 12-year-old boy in the SUV was critically injured and remained hospitalized on Sunday. Wrench was also injured and remained hospitalized in serious condition Sunday. In the funeral announcements, Dixie Anderson, age 83, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. Funeral services for Dixie Anderson will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Richard Barnett, age 65, of Urbandale and formerly of Earlham, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Richard Barnett will be today at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Rolene Lundy, age 64, of Greenfield, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Rolene Lundy will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Paul Pedersen, age 67, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. Memorial services for Paul Pedersen are currently pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Barbara Bruner, age 69, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Barbara Bruner are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.